Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Ted Dallas, who's done a great job as Secretary of the Maryland Department of Human Resources. Secretary, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
My first question is, maybe you could talk a little bit about the work that you've done at DHR to make that organization a more, what I would call, customer-facing organization. It's it's an organization that interfaces with an enormous number of people, but a lot of those people have real issues and have real needs.
I think that when you think about it, about a million people are touched by the department I run in Maryland every year. So it's basically one out of six people in the state have some contact with our department. We do several things. We do child support collection, we do child welfare, and we do eligibility for benefits. So it's hard to think of another organization or places that have contact with as many people. And I think that part of what we've done at DHR is getting folks to understand the impact we have and the people we touch. And our job is not to do certain other things, but our job is to help them get where they need to go and help them so that with a little bit of help, they don't show up at our doors anymore.
How hard has it been to change a culture to make it more of a customer-facing or a user-friendly organization?
Culture change is usually one of those things that folks say is the hardest thing to do. And it is hard. It's hard work, no doubt about it. But one of the things that I found is, at least at DHR, there is a whole reservoir of untapped talent of people who wanted to do things and wanted to have, I think, the safety of knowing that they could be innovative and they can do things. I think a lot of times in government, folks in government are worried that if they stick their neck out, it's going to get chopped off. They're so used to folks talking negatively about government and the things you do that if you give them an opportunity in an environment where they feel safe and they know that if they put forth an idea, no one's going to tell them that they're dumb or we can't do that here, that I was pleasantly surprised by the untapped talent in DHR and the folks who came forward with really great ideas that we were able to implement and change things.
It's really a microcosm for our city, you know, where there's just so much talent that's resident in our city. The question is, how do you foster innovation, and how do you foster innovation in your instance in a public bureaucracy? So give us a couple of examples of how you really fostered and encouraged innovation at DHR.
I think the first thing, like I said, is you make sure people know that they're in a place where they can bring forward those ideas and that they can fail, right? That fear of failure is something that holds a lot of people back. That to me, our mantra is, it's okay if we do something and it doesn't work out. It's not okay if we don't do it because we're scared to try.
Right. Maybe you could talk a little bit about one of the issues that you and I have talked about over a long period of time is the whole issue of child support and child support mm-hmm. collections. Maybe talk a little bit about your role in the child support process and how you've been working to make that both more effective for the state but more effective for people so that child support doesn't become a real impediment to a better life.
We actually got the University of Maryland to take a look at that and do a statistical analysis. So there was a woman named Letitia Logan Passarella who did a fantastic analysis for us and gave us some information that confirms what we long suspected, right? We have deadbeat dads, but we have a lot more dead broke dads. And a system that treats every one of those the same is only going to be so successful. So for those dead broke dads, the ones who would pay if they had the ability to pay, we have to approach it in a different way.
For more of this interview, visit www.warnockfoundation.org and wypr.org.